More violence across Syria as the ceasefire that's not really a ceasefire continues to be violated. This is the sound of government mortar shells hitting the city of Homs today. Syrian forces also fired tear gas and live ammunition to disperse thousands of protesters calling for President Bashar al-Assad's ouster, killing two people in the northern city of Aleppo. And today there are more questions about the role of al-Qaeda in the uprising. The Syrian government says the militant group was responsible for a car bombing in Damascus earlier this month that killed 50. Access to Syria is restricted, but the BBC's Paul Wood was able to get in, and he has this report on the influence of violent Islamists in the fighting.
A democracy protest in Syria. The Assad family are thieves, they chant. A picture of the president's head on a donkey's body. It's one of the small ironies of the Syrian uprising that the United States and al-Qaeda are on the same side here. Both want the overthrow of President Assad. Still, the US and other Western governments worry about who might replace him. The Nusra Front emerged earlier this year in customary fashion with an internet video. The Front for the Defense of the Syrian People, to give them their full title, say they're jihadis who've returned from other wars to fight here. We bring glad tidings to the Islamic nation, says their spokesman, Abu Muhammad al-Gulani. We are Syrian mujahideen. We are back from various jihad fronts to restore God's rule on earth and avenge our people's violated honor and spilled blood. We don't know if this video is genuine, but another irony, this kind of thing serves the propaganda interests of both the global jihad movement and the Assad regime. Regardless, some outside observers believe the men of the Nusra Front do indeed represent the future in Syria.
These people are not interested in a political negotiation or a political solution.
Alistair Crook is a former MI6 officer who makes a study of Islamist militants.
It started off, and the numbers were quite small at the beginning, but they have grown in this time. The hard element of the opposition, the armed, the combat experienced people who come up from either Libya or Iraq, not only are at the vanguard, but they are actually pushing out all other forms of opposition. They are characterized by extreme use of violence.
The recent car bombings in Damascus are the result, says the regime. They blame the attacks on Islamists, maybe al-Qaeda. The Americans fear that might be true. One reason to think it is, Syria's democratic uprising has rescued al-Qaeda from a crisis. Peaceful revolutions in Tunisia and Egypt made them look irrelevant. Now, perhaps, they're back in the game.
Not good.
But are they? A Free Army commander called Abu Layla is testing out a sniper rifle. He would suit Syrian government propaganda. He looks jihadi. In fact, he looks like a young bin Laden. So much so, he's usually asked to leave the room when foreign journalists come.
Video or photo?
Video.
Hello, England.
He tells me he did fight in Iraq. This was a matter of defending his tribe, which is found in both countries. He met al-Qaeda people in Iraq, he goes on, but he doesn't like al-Qaeda. He fears them and what they would do in Syria. However, he does not believe the bombings in Damascus were done by al-Qaeda. This lie has been used over and over again by the regime, he says. I wish they'd come up with something new. The regime lies all the time. They even lie about the weather. Are they telling the truth now that al-Qaeda is behind these bombings? The bombings were done by the regime.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Many rebel fighters are deeply pious, but there's a moderate tradition of Islam here at odds with al-Qaeda's harsh ideology. The suicide attacks and beheadings so familiar from Iraq have not yet come to Syria. Nevertheless, al-Qaeda is working to gain a foothold.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
One Free Army officer told me that Al-Qaeda figures have been visiting, trying to form new alliances. They made a direct approach to a cleric near the town of Qusair. Money, weapons, and other support were offered in return for allegiance to Al-Qaeda. They turned him away. Democracy is emphatically not what Al-Qaeda is fighting for. The jihadis don't much like the Free Syrian Army either, since they are fighting under the banner of democracy too, rather than Sharia. Still, more than a year into the uprising, people are desperate for help from anywhere.
That report from the BBC's Paul Wood in Syria.